All right, we're in the book of Acts chapter 17 this evening again. Last Thursday we got down to verse number 5, we finished. Those that are listening to us by the internet, give us a call if you can at 856-261-9018, or give us an email. I'm glad to hear from you. questions@bftbc.org. Question or comments, glad to say hello from anywhere we wish. Let's start with verse 5, Acts 17, and verse 5, we'll read 5, 6, and 7 together. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the temple, to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. What city is this in chapter 17 of Acts? Thessalonica. And it says in verse 5, the Jews that believed not. What did they believe not, according to the context? And to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. What did Paul preach in verse number 3 about the Lord Jesus Christ from last week? He must suffer after the cross of Calvary, die for the sins of the world. Secondly, he rose from the dead bodily. And what's the third thing? He's the Messiah. He's Jesus, the Messiah, Christos, the anointed one, the Messiah. And some believe, it says in verse 4, and but these Jews in verse 5, what caused them to assault? Notice it says they assaulted the house of Jason. Why did they do that?
They were envious.
Envious, all right. Moved with envy. Did they bring anybody with them or just themselves? Who did they bring with them in verse 5? Real bad men, lewd fellows, wicked, sinful, corrupt, of the baser sort. Gathered a company and set all the city on an uproar. What is an uproar?
Big
Bob Rule. Bob Rule, absolutely right. And they saw the house. And what did they seek to bring? Who did they seek to bring to the people?
Paul and Silas.
Paul and Silas, those that were there. Now, this is interesting because that may happen to some of us. Pastor Dan's got something. Go ahead, Pastor Dan.
Pastor, sending warm greetings to you and all of you at the church family. Thank you very much. This evening's Bible study. Our thanks also to Tammy and Mr. Warren. How we appreciate their gift of music. God bless you. His love, Carl and Vicki.
Carl and Vicki, Albert from Maine. Let's wave to Carl and Vicki, way up in the state of Maine. Thank you very much for writing us and greeting us in that way. Now this could happen here to us. And see, it happened to this lady who was a clerk because she was a Christian. She came to Christ very recently. I don't know how long, but she hasn't always been a Christian. She's been unsaved many years, and finally she had some conviction. I'm not going to sign this thing and marry two men or two women, these homosexual unions. And so they threw her in jail. These men, that Jews, they moved with envy. They wanted to bring them out to the people. They were angry, and we may have some knocking on our door. We could be angry because of what we preach and what we believe. And in verse 6, they didn't. What is it? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead. Fine.
I just wondered, isn't there anyone else that could sign that thing?
There's clerks all over the area.
They're in that same place.
Well, maybe so. She was the chief clerk, I guess, and the rules are the chief clerk had to sign it in order to make it proper. They could have gone elsewhere. Jim, and then Bill.
I just want to comment that it's man's corruptible law, and she's trying to yield to God's incorruptible truth.
That's right.
So there's a big difference.
There's a big difference. It's sad. Yeah, Bill, and then Anna.
There's a problem there that I find very difficult. If she was not performing her job properly, according to their standards, they should have fired her rather than put her in jail, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't deserve to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And for the government to step in and go straight to a prison sentence rather than firing her, that's definitely mm-hmm. wrong. Now, if they wanted to respect her faith, they should have at least listened and understood, possibly transferred her to another department or something, if they're going to force that department to give marriage licenses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but this whole prison thing is very bad.
Yes, there's Anna, and then Fawn, and then Tammy. Go ahead, Anna.
Yes, well, the Supreme Court decision was by no means unanimous.
So right.
It was as ununanimous as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chief Justice himself was indicated that it was unconstitutional, the decision that had been made,
mm-hmm.
which suggests that there's not really a clear consensus to begin with.
That's right. Then Devon, then Tammy, and then Dan. That's it.
Well, I think they just can't fire her. It's something about working for the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to take the long process.
Right. Tammy.
I wonder what would have happened if she would have been a Muslim.
She'd have been a Muslim. I wonder too. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Pastor Dan.
Selective enforcement. They want the government enforces, the Solicitor General enforces the laws he wants to enforce,
mm-hmm.
and ignores the laws he doesn't want to enforce.
Yes.
You've got a problem, actually a legal problem. You have this thing with Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're selling baby parts.
Right.
Furthermore, as Anna mentioned, the Chief Justice, John Roberts, said that this day they're going to have to, so there's going to come a day when they're going to have to hear a case just like this one, when mm-hmm. somebody refused to sign a marriage certificate. I mean, those people can go any place they want to.
Mm-hmm, that's right. There's plenty of places they can go.
I thought there was one place, I'm not sure the same place, they weren't signing any marriage certificates. I'm not sure if this was the same office.
Yes, it was the same office.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or different office. She did not sign any certificates, whether males or females, mm-hmm. no certificates whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Let's take this call, and I'll have a comment to it. Let's see what we get. Yes, Rob, go right ahead. Rob Winograd.
Pastor, I don't know. Maybe it's my computer, but I just lost the video. I am having a lot of trouble with my computer.
Lost the video.
I tuned in and rated right on talking about the lady in Kentucky, and she can't be fired. She's an elected official.
Uh-huh. Good, that's
so
good.
I just wanted to bring that point up, and I'll try and see if I can get in on the video here.
Okay.
Do you have audio,
Rob? Do you have audio?
I lost it, but I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, I hope you can get it, Rob. Let us know.
See if anybody else has any problems.
Pastor Dan, you got some apps?
I was of a clerk of deputies. I was a clerk of deputy, in addition to the oath prescribed by Section 228 of the Constitution, shall be, but before entering on the duties of his or her office, take the following oath in the presence of the circuit court. I, so-and-so, do affirm that I will well and truly discharge the duties of the office of whatever it is, of some county clerk, according to the best of my skills and judgments, making due entries and records of the orders, judgments, decrees, opinions, and proceedings of the court, and carefully filing and preserving in my office all books and papers which come into my possession by virtue of my office, that it will not knowingly or willingly commit any malfeasance of office, and will faithfully exercise the duties of my office without favor, affection, or partiality, so help me God. So,
what's malfeasance?
What does that mean?
The malfeasance. Best skills and judgment.
And judgment. Uh-huh.
Judgment. There's the best skills and judgment.
Yes.
Also, without discrimination. Without discrimination. Church wasn't signing any marriage.
Yes.
Am I right today?
See.
I didn't see that, did they go in there with a camera and purposely do this? Was there cameras in there?
There were cameras in the videos. We saw the TV, yes, the internet.
They came in.
I didn't see it, so I heard.
And they're just trying to test it. They can just go down the street, or might they go down the street, go down the next town down the road, wherever that might be.
Okay.
And get their documentation signed there if they want to.
What was the cameras in there?
I saw the picture of the lady, see. She had a blue sweater on, and the men were yelling and screaming, "Marry you, marry us, marry us." There's all kinds of crowd just gathering in her court, in her office.
Where did the cameras come from, though?
Well, the cameras, they have, they always, when they had a whole bunch of people, said, we're not going to leave until we come. When the police come, we're going to have the police arrest you. See, now the ultra-liberal judge, I read the saying in the article today that came in the internet, and they said, well, it won't do any good to fine her. We've got to throw her in jail. And this ultra-liberal guy did the thing. It's a terrible situation to put somebody in jail for standing up for Christian principles.
This
Anna?
It fits in with everything that's going on.
It fits with everything that's going on. Here, Anna? They could do a lot of things, that's for sure. But this is just, yes, Vaughn?
Well, yesterday I heard that a lot of people say you're back this, but you've had this, you've had so many divorces and so many this.
Oh, yeah, trying to smear a character, yes. Yes. Before she was saved, she was bad like the rest of us. Right.
So she's become a Christian and she's taking a stand.
She's taking a stand and she's trying to serve the Lord. Now, this in verse number 6, the Jews with envy brought Jason out and drew to in verse 6, they drew these people, the elders, to the rulers of the city. Rulers of the city. What was the charge against Paul and Silas in verse number 6? What is it? What was the charge? Turn the world upside down. Come hither too. And then in verse 7, they said, Jason's received them. And what did they say that all these laws and the Lord Jesus preaching was what? Contrary to the decrees of Caesar. See, that's what we have here. We got Caesar's law, see? But these people were against, very similar, as this lady. And what did the Paul and Silas teach? In verse number 7, what were one of the teachers here? Another king, even Jesus. Now, you see, they were Christian people, Paul and Silas. And these godless rulers and these Jews that hated the Lord Jesus Christ wanted to have them put in prison, I suppose, and taken away. Very serious. Yeah, Tammy?
Well, that's the same thing that they said about Christ, too. And they blamed him as being a king.
Yes.
And he said, if my kingdom were of this world, I would fight.
Uh-huh.
He didn't fight. I mean, so...
That's right.
It doesn't even make sense.
But you see, when you have a theology, Paul and Silas had a Christian theology and doctrine. They loved the Lord Jesus Christ. They preached that he died for sins, he suffered, he rose again, and he's the Messiah. And these people didn't believe it, so they want to throw him in jail, don't do something against him. See, that's the same way we have today. See, we've got to be very careful. And then, did we read 8? 5, 6, so we didn't read 8 yet. Let's read 8, 9, and 10 together. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. When they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. So in verse 8, what did these people do as far as... Yes.
Who was Jason?
Jason was the man that housed Paul and Silas. They stayed at his house there at Thessalonica. See, he was a Christian. He's a Christian man, and he believed the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So, and it says they troubled the people. Who is that they referred to there? Do you think? See, it says in verse 7, all these do contrary to the creed. Who are the these? In verse 7, Paul and Silas. All these do contrary to the creeds of Caesar, saying there's another king, one Jew. Who's the one that's saying there's one king? Who's saying that? Paul and Silas. Then the next verse, and they troubled the people. Probably when they heard these things. In other words, the people, the rulers were troubled, and the ones that did it were Paul and Silas. The they is Paul and Silas. But the people were troubled, the rulers were troubled. Why do you suppose they were troubled?
They were rejecting
the truth. Should they have been troubled?
No.
What should they have done?
Should have accepted.
What did the, now it says in verse 4, were any of the Jews and Greeks accepting the Lord Jesus?
Yes. Some of them believed.
Some of them, not only some of them, but what? In verse 4. Not only some of them, but what? In verse 4.
Greeks, a great
Some of the Jews, but the Greeks, Jews or Greeks, a great multitude of the Greeks especially.
So is that why they were envious? Because of the Greeks, that there were so many of them?
Maybe, could be. See, but these Jews that believed not were the ones that were trying to... Now, is that religious liberty? Did these Jews that believe not believe in religious liberty?
No.
No, not at all. You don't agree with us? Do something about it. See, same way with this treatment of this lady and so on and so forth. Yes.
Jim. In Leviticus 18:22, about this marriage thing, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
That's right. And so this.
Where do they get the idea that this is not an abomination?
They don't care what God says, do they? Leviticus.
Leviticus 18:22.
18:22. Yeah, Tammy?
A lot of countries, I mean, at least in Russia, they know it's like against nature.
That's right.
I mean, nature testifies, and the animals don't do that.
Exactly. Now, as I said before several Sundays ago, well, we don't agree with Russia on most things, but one thing I agree with them, they're against the homosexuals and don't have any sodomite marriages in Russia.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to agree on something. That's the only thing, practically. Bill?
Even the Muslims are against homosexuals.
Yes, even the Muslims. Exactly right. Yes, Steve? Jim?
I believe the next step of where the attack is on God and marriage, because that's the principle of the church and Jesus, is polygamy will be the next big...
Yeah, that's right. Probably right. Next step. That's right. Bill?
I just see that as a...
That's right. I don't believe that, but... Polyandry and
right, all, you
know, all everything, possible, everything.
You know, yes.
Yes, Bill.
It's in the Communist Manifesto of Karl Marx too.
What?
Homosexuality would be accepted.
Is that right?
That's part of the method of breaking down the government. Yes. Mm.
It's interesting. One of the,
Albert Pike talked about it over 100 years ago.
It's interesting.
Who's Albert Pike?
He's a Masonic man, right?
Yeah.
Founder, one of the founders of the Masons.
Oh, I can see.
What's that?
Yeah, that's not good.
No. So in verse number 7, they received them, they did contrary decrees, and the Paul and Silas troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these. Then verse number 9, what does it mean when they'd taken security of Jason? What does that mean? What do you think that means?
Probably
imprisoned him, just like they did this woman. See, security of Jesus. They had to keep him because he was a Christian. He believed these people, and he had housed these men, Paul and Silas. So they're after the guy that housed them. It's terrible, terrible wickedness. Security of Jesus, and of the other, they let them go. So apparently Paul and Silas said they could let go, but not Jason. Now, we read 10, did we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And what did the brethren do when they saw this contrary uproar?
Paul and Silas.
Paul and Silas. Why do you suppose they sent them by night?
Protect their lives.
Protect their lives. Why do you suppose they sent them away?
Protect.
Now, did it take a long time to think about it before they sent them?
No.
What does it verse say in verse 10?
They were in danger.
Immediately.
What does immediately mean?
Right away.
Immediately. See, they didn't want any part of it. They didn't, because the next step. What were the Jews going to do next, and the rulers, do you think?
Kill them.
Probably kill them, or certainly imprison Paul and Silas, as they did in Jason. Pastor Dan.
Greetings to our Bible study class. Everything is coming in good. In Wisconsin, video is good. I'm thankful for Kim Davis is taking a stand, and is coming to us soon, Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. He praised the Kosicks.
And now let's wave the Kosicks in Wisconsin. Rick and Wendy Kosick. Oh, thank you, Rick and Wendy. Appreciate that. So immediately they sent them away to save them by night. Where'd they go? Where'd they send them?
To Berea.
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 Anybody here know anything about Berea, Ohio? You've heard of it? What happened, among other things, in Berea, Ohio?
Someone got saved there.
Somebody got saved there, that's right.
Someone...
It's Thessalonica. Somebody met a sweetheart. See, Berea is right close by. Somebody met a sweetheart there. Somebody went to high school there. Somebody graduated there. Somebody got married there. And so, yes, Pastor Dan.
Pastor, U.S. District Judge Davis Bunning is the son of Jim Bunning, Hall of Fame pitcher. Jim Bunning was Senator of Kentucky from 1999 to 2011. This judge was appointed by George Bush in 2001. Another Blaine Bush moment in him, Charles Christman.
Charles, we waved to Charles Christman over in Illinois. Thank you, Charles. Now, but the thing that I read today was this judge was a very, very extremely liberal judge. And so we just throw right in prison.
Maybe Bush.
Put it by Bush, and Bush put a lot of them that are liberals, you know, just because it's Bush doesn't mean they're going to be conservative, does it? So anyway, be that as it may, thank you very much for that as well. All right, so Paul and Silas by night in Berea. So now, as we said, Berea is next to Thessalonica. Thessalonica is right here on the map, you see it? Berea is right here, just a very few miles from there. So they got them out of town, Thessalonica, into Berea. That's where they went. Now, what does it say about those Bereans in other places in Acts? They were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Those are the Bereans.
They were committed.
It says in this maybe the same chapter.
Yes.
They were more noble than those in Thessalonica.
That's right.
Why? In that they searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so, to verify the word of God.
What kind of people were
Bereans? They were probably maybe Gentiles, but they were Christians at least.
Yeah,
they were Christians.
Greek.
Probably the Greek background. Berea, Ohio, that's near Cleveland. Yes, that's fine. We had a Berea there. The graduation from high school. Yes, Tammy.
So do you think this verse is referring to the Jews as well? The Jews and the Greeks? Because they started at the synagogue.
Uh-huh. That's right. So they're beside the synagogue. In fact,
certainly they were treated the same way by the Jews in the synagogue.
Right.
They were treated differently.
Uh huh.
So I wonder if those Jews were more receptive as well.
Yes, the Jews of the synagogue. Because in verse 10, where did they take Paul in Berea?
So they went to the synagogue.
Went to the synagogue of the Jews. So they went back to the synagogue.
It's usually where Paul started it from.
That's right. To the Jews first, also the Greeks. Preach the gospel of Christ. Yes,
it says Jim. Jews, that's a religious, that refers to religious people.
Religious people, that's right, the Jewish religion.
But actually, when I read that, it says Jews with a capital, the religious people.
Yeah, they would be, well, they'd be Jewish people by race.
Right.
Whatever, Steve.
Wasn't that not different types of tribes of Jews?
Well, there were 12 tribes of Israel, yes. But they're scattered all over different places. The 12 tribes altogether. 10 tribes of the north and 2 tribes in the south. That's right.
Benjamin
and Judah in the south. That's right. So they went thither and sent away by night because they wanted to be sure that it would be safe. Came to the synagogue. We haven't read 11, did we?
Yeah.
And that's what I just quoted. Let's read it again. 11, 12, and 13. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica acknowledged that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. Right, this verse 11, beautiful verse. Who do these refer back to?
Bereans.
The Bereans, those that were in from Berea. What was true of them? More noble. What does that mean, to be more noble than somebody else?
High character.
Honor, more character. There's a high esteem of character.
Respect.
That's right. More noble. Now, does that mean the Thessalonica Christians were not noble?
No.
More noble. In other words, there was a gradation here. And in that, what does the "in that" mean?
It's referring to what made them more noble or better.
In that. Because, for the reason, here's the reason, to be specific, what was the reason why they were more noble?
They received the word.
What word is that they received?
The word of God.
The word of God, the gospel of Christ, and all those different things. His deity, his resurrection, his dying of the cross of Calvary. They received the word. Did these Jews receive the word? These other Jews that, the believers did, but these Jews that didn't receive Christ, they didn't receive him. They troubled the city and they took Jason and caused an uproar, but they received the word. Now, is it important to get the right word?
Yes.
Now, there are different words today. Different words, different translations.
Yes.
And why do we defend in our church our King James Bible as a translation in English language?
Different Greek text.
Different Greek text, the proper Greek underlying text and proper Hebrew text. And the New Testament, for example, of the new versions that are around, only one exception, but all of you, 99.9% of the versions are based on what kind of a Greek New Testament text? What is it?
Gnostic.
The Gnostic text, the Gnostic critical Greek text.
Isn't that the NU it refers to? It says NU. That
NU is Nestle United Bible Society. Both Nestle text, United Bible Society. That's NU.
See? NU?
Yeah, but that's the Gnostic text. So
that's
Gnostic.
Not a good text.
Oh, no, that's very bad. That's very bad.
That's what I'm trying
now,
to
how
say.
Many differences between the Nestle United Bible Society and the Text Receptus?
8,000
differences. Wow. And how many of those are doctrinal? 356.
Right.
Doctrines are very important. Very important indeed. I was talking to a man the other day, and he went to a different church, somewhere close by in another state, I think it was. And I said, well, what sort of a Bible do they have there? Oh, the New International Version. I said, well, what do you want to go there for? What's your main purpose and mission? Well, I want to serve Christ. I want to do something for the Lord. You know, get into visitations. Or when you get into visitation and so on, and bring them into this church, what are they going to get there? They're going to get the New International Version. And I told the person, I said, you got 356 doctrinal differences and many, many important doctrines that are false doctrines. And so anyway, they received the word, the proper word of God. How did they receive it? Now, it's one thing to receive something, but what was their method of reception?
Oh, diligence,
readiness. Open mind, readiness of mind. In other words, it's one thing to know something that's right. It's another thing to do it. Am I right? We can know a lot of things. Now, we got to know in order to do. Can anybody do what God wants them to do if they don't know anything about what God wants them to do? But knowing is not sufficient. Doing must come, and they receive it with all readiness of mind. What is the next thing these noble people in Berea did? What does it mean to search the scriptures?
Looking, checking,
see if it's correct. Jesus, is he the Messiah or is he not? Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 and 23, all these Old Testament scriptures that speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tammy?
It wasn't enough for them just to be told something. They wanted to find out for themselves.
That's the way with me. I was trained at Dallas Theological Seminary in the false Greek text of Westcott and Hort, the exact text they gave it in the bookstore. And for 10, 15, 20 years, the 70s until the 90s, or 60 or 50s till the 70s, I guess it was, 20 years, I knew nothing about it. Well, one little girl in my class at Shelton College, who was in the speech class, I guess, or Greek class, I don't know what it was, she raised her hand, Sandy DeVos, she married DeVos, Sandy DeVos, she raised her hand, said, Dr. Wade, she said, did you know there's a book in the library that defends the King James Bible and the Greek text that underlies it? Said, no, Sandy, I didn't know anything about that book. That was Dean Burgon's book, Revision Revised. Believe me, I searched that book, I got that book, I read that book, I found Dean Burgon was right. I was misled by Dallas Theological Seminary for 20 years. I didn't know any difference. So these people are Berea. I was from Berea, Ohio. These are Berea and this were Greece. But searching the scriptures, diligently studying this thing out, and I was so enamored with Dean Burgon's facts and data, I went to the library there, Princeton Theological Seminary, and I got a copy of Dean Burgon's book, and I made a copy machine format. I took it out and made a copy machine format. I got his four other books: Revision Revised, Traditional Text, Causes of Corruption, Inspiration and Interpretation, and the Last 12 Verses of Mark. Five books. Brought them home, made copies, and then distributed them. Now we've got them in printed form, but anyway, diligently received. What is it?
They're beautiful
Beautiful books, wonderful books, and they're truthful. They get you off this terrible, Gnostic, critical Greek text onto the text that underlies our King James Bible. And churchgoers, how often do they search them, by the way?
Daily.
See, we've got a daily. Give us this day our daily bread. Not only physical, but spiritual bread. Yes, Jim.
One comment is, I've never seen Greek, but what I know about, what I have read, is the accuracy of the language is more precise than the English.
Yes.
So, you know, here the English is like, there's a lot of differences in English, but when it comes to that Greek, that's pretty close to where the original manuscripts were really taken from. So
yeah,
you can really rely on that. So to change that is actually the prince and power of the air giving more deception out there.
That's right. A lot of deception. That's right. So daily they searched whether these things were so that Paul was teaching, and they found them to be so, and they accepted them, did they not? Did we read 12? Yeah, we read 12. What happened when these Bereans searched the scriptures?
Many of them believed.
Many of them believed. Also, who else?
Honorable women.
What was their nationality?
They were Greeks.
And of the men, also, women and men, Greeks, not a few. What's not a few mean?
Many.
Many, a whole lot. We read 13, did we?
Yes.
Now, what happened to these Jews in Thessalonica? It's probably 10 or 15 miles away. Remember, here's Thessalonica, here's Berea. Right close. Scale of miles. This is 50 miles. Probably 10 miles away.
Now, what was happening.
How'd they go from Thessalonica south to Berea, 10 miles, 50? Did they take a bus? Did they drive their cars? They probably walked.
An airplane,
yeah. Now, what made them leave Thessalonica? Why'd they want to go to Berea first?
They wanted to stir up trouble.
Were they successful?
Yep.
Yeah. What did they hear? They took knowledge. What did they hear had happened from Thessalonica? What did they hear in verse 13? What did they hear happened in Berea?
Like the word of God was preached.
The word of God was preached to Paul.
They knew that what? Paul was there.
They're looking for him. They finally found him. They knew the word of God was preached by Paul. Did they love the word of God?
No.
Did they receive the word of God readily? Did they search the scriptures daily?
No.
There were these unbelieving Jews.
I mean
the unbelieving Jews. They just stirred up people. They didn't search the scripture. They didn't care whether these saints were so.
What's that T-H-I-T-T-R? What's that word?
Thither means to there.
To there.
To there. Thither is to there. Thence is from there. Whence is from there.
Whence is to.
Whence is from there. Thither is to.
I would have to bring that word.
Well, let's just say whither, thither, and yon. Hither, thither, and yon. Anyhow.
Isn't there a
section that
says what they are? A lot of these.
Well, at least the ye and the thou in the first sections of the Divine Kings of the Bible.
I know it says at the bottom, but at least the section
Now, what verse are you referring to there?
Would be
thither.
They came there.
Then. Yeah, to there. They came. Thither means to there.
To there.
They came to there. Mm-hmm. They came there. No, they're thither. That's what thither means.
At the end of each chapter, there's endings.
Endings?
It's got the endings, TH, and what that means.
Thither is there.
Changes.
Like a place.
But it doesn't have.
Not the whether or thither.
It doesn't say thither or thither. Yeah. Maybe that should be added.
Yeah, it should be added. Yeah, Anna.
I was just thinking of sometimes this happens today. People who aren't from a certain area, they go to a certain area in order to stir up trouble.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
No, not you. I wasn't thinking of you at all.
I didn't know what the word meant.
That's good.
Farrakhan,
yes. Farrakhan wants to kill all the the white
paper. I can look on my computer when I get it out of the box.
We're going to stop at verse 13. We'll pick it up, Lord willing, next Thursday. But do you have any other comments or questions before we close? Any other comments or questions? Yes, Jim.
The same battles are primarily going on today.
They sure are.
We can look at something that happened in the early church, and these same things are going on today.
That's right.
So all I have to say is stay close to the Word of God.
Yeah.
Preach it. Be in season, and don't waver what the truth says, because God's Word is holy.
That's right. Come what may. That's like the early church Christians, the first century, did not accept Julius Caesar as their king, but the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were burned to the stake. They were killed and maimed. Terrible. And we've got to stand no matter what the cost. That's not always easy. Any other comments or questions you may have before we close? Well, David, stand close in word of prayer. Good, please, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we have the true Word of God.
Yes.
That we can believe it and live by it. And I pray that you would really deal with these people, these judges in our country that are going against the Word of God and pushing it and forcing people to go along. And I pray for this lady, this dear lady, Lord, and I pray that you would rescue her from jail and cause people to realize that what they are doing is absolutely wrong.
Yes.
And I pray that you would help us to stand for the truth of the Word of God, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.